Worth the Wait, the Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. What do Father Theodore Hesburgh, educator of the deaf Robert Panara, and fashion designer Oscar de la Renta have in common? Well, they're all appearing on U.S. stamps this year, but they also died within the past 2 or 3 years. For decades, no one except presidents appeared on U.S. stamps until 10 years after their deaths. Then the waiting period was shortened to 5 years, and at one point, no wait at all. But the Postal Service's Board of Governors put the brakes on that. Every time a really famous American dies, there's a push for a commemoration right away. So far, the fastest turnaround was for writer Maya Angelou, 10.5 months. Right now, there's no said waiting period, but starting next year, it becomes 3 years. And honoring living people on U.S. stamps is still not allowed, quote, at the present time. Why not? Other countries do it, and not just for their leaders. Canada has honored living entertainers. Australia, Olympic gold medalists moments after their wins. Yet the U.S. stamp program offers some perspective. After all, if someone is really great enough for a stamp, that fame should last a few years, no? I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.